Thelma, can you button this, please?
Okay.
Stand still, Michael. There.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hey, Thelma, ain't breakfast ready yet?
Relax, popsicle stick. Can't you see it's being made?
Boy, things sure get done a lot faster when Ma's around.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. Is it my fault Ma had to leave town all of a sudden?
Boy, sending you in for Ma's like sending in Tiny Tim for Stevie Wonder.
JJ, why don't you stop picking on Thelma?
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. But I agree with JJ. I'm so hungry I can eat a horse.
And whatever she cooks gonna taste like one anyway.
Will you two stop picking on me?
Thelma, the coffee's boiling over.
Well, turn the flame down.
Well, you're the woman of the house. You handle it.
Look at there. You got two big head brothers in here. Nobody wants to help.
That's because we enjoy watching you in your misery.
If you enjoy misery, stand in front of a mirror.
You got some nerve, your old Frankenstein face.
Why don't you just stop hassling me, okay?
All right, that's enough. Now, knock it off. You see your sister's having a hard time. My shirt ready yet, baby girl?
Yeah, Daddy, I just finished it. I'm sorry, Daddy. I was trying so hard.
Well, that's all right, baby. I just have to carry wide packages today. That's right. I mean, after all, I am the assistant foreman at Brady's. I can carry anything I want to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mom went to a funeral in Cleveland, and we got the stiff right here.
How'd you like a stiff lip with no starch in it?
Thelma.
Michael, leave me alone. Troubles.
Daddy, can you tell Thelma that the oatmeal...
Now, Michael, you heard your sister. Leave her alone, son.
All right. I just wanted to tell her that the oatmeal is burning.
Oh, no!
Thelma, are you sure you didn't do the special effects for Towering Inferno?
Junior, how'd you like me to press your face?
I'm making a mess of everything.
No, you're not, baby girl. I mean, everything considered, you're doing a great job. Your mother be real proud of you. Now, come on, y'all. Let's sit down and eat this delicious breakfast Thelma had made for us.
Yeah, go ahead on, Michael.
Don't be pushing me, JJ.
All right, stop.
Maybe it's a reprieve from the governor.
Hello? Florida!
Oh,
hi, baby! Yeah. Well, we was hoping we'd hear from you. Oh, yeah, everything's fine here. Yeah, your daughter's doing a great job of taking over. Yeah, just a minute, baby. Listen, your mother wants to say hello to all of you, but make it quick now, because it's long distance.
Hi, Mama, I'm fine.
Hi, Mom, I'm fine, too.
Hello, Mother dear. This is your eldest son here. Let me give you a long list of all the disasters going...
Yeah, Junior's just jiving, baby. Everything here is fine. Just relax and enjoy the funeral.
Daddy!
I mean, have a nice time with your Aunt Clara. Well, she's the one that died. Yeah, in that case, have a nice time with your folks, baby. Yeah, Florida, I know it's a sad occasion, but your aunt did live a nice long life. Huh? Oh, baby, my job at Brady's going fine. Couldn't be better.
And I'm doing great at my movie ushering job.
Huh? Look, Florida, everything here is under control. Ain't no sense you rushing back.
Yeah, but I wish you'd get here by dinner time.
Nothing important, baby. Just Junior fat-mouthing as usual. Yeah, well, we all miss you. We love you. Especially me. All right. Bye, baby.
Bye, Mom!
Well, your membership in this family is hanging by a very slender thread. I'm about to put your birth certificate in escrow. Boy, this looks delicious.
Not too brown?
No, baby girl.
Not at all. Can't hardly wait to eat it, can you, Junior? Looks delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I've been sitting here fat mouthed with you kids so much like I made myself late for work.
Oh, Dad, what about your breakfast?
Well, good as it looks, Thelma, I'm going to have to skip it. I got to get dressed. But y'all eat it all up here. Help you grow up big and strong.
How come you don't eat it, Dad?
Because I'm already grown and shut up.
Dad, don't forget about the shirt.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to forget that. It'd be all right once I hammer down these sleeves.
Thelma, I hate to be picky, but there's one thing that I hate, and that's an unfluffed pillow.
Well, a pillow between your ears ain't fluff too tough either.
You got some nerve talking about pillow
ain't fluff. Look, J.J., I'm tired of you criticizing me.
You've done a terrible job.
You think you can do better than you can handle it?
All right. No, please stop it. If there's ever a time I wasn't in the mood for hassling, it's right now.
Oh, Dad, you're home.
No, I ain't home, fool. I'm sunning on the beach at Acapulco.
What I mean is that you're home early.
Yeah, I'm home early, Junior. So what?
Something wrong, Daddy?
No, ain't nothing wrong. Except you heard the latest unemployment figures, 8.3. Well, you can add me to the statistics. I just got laid off.
Not you, Daddy. You're assistant foreman.
Yeah, and the foreman's gonna be standing in front of me at the unemployment office. Seems like things slowed down at the plant, so Brady put a bunch of us on what they call temporary layoff.
Well, Daddy, that's not so bad. It's just temporary.
Baby girl, if there's one thing I've come to find out in life is permanent, it's a temporary layoff.
The president said that the economy's gonna turn around.
Yeah, I'd like to turn it around, bend it over, and give it a swift kick. Hey, one of y'all answer that, please. If it's your mother, I don't know how I'm gonna tell her about this.
I'll handle this.
Hello. Evan's House of Happiness. Oh, hello, Mr. Carter. Yeah, sure, I'll come in early today. No, no problem at all. Okay, bye. Well, Dad, you look like a black cloud. So I'm here to bring you the silver lining. That was my boss from the movie theater. He wants me to come in early today.
So what?
So I'll be taking up the financial slack in the family.
Junior, what are you talking about?
Well, Dad, like I told y'all, I've been doing great at my movie ushering job. And the reason he wants me to come in early today has got to be to give me a promotion. Wants to make me the head ush.
What makes you so sure?
Because whenever there's a delicate situation, he always calls on me to handle it. Like last week, we had this little problem up in the balcony. You know, this couple was getting too cozy, hugging and stuff like that. But I handled it diplomatically.
Well, what'd you do?
I threw both those guys out. Probably wants to make me head of the candy concession. That means a raise and all the Milky Ways I can eat.
With those teeth, you can cost them a fortune.
Well, wait a minute. It's probably something even more bigger than that. Mr. Carter's probably gonna retire. Probably wants to make me the manager. Imagine me, Brother JJ, manager of the Lakeshore Theater.
I've been your cashier for 18 years, Mr. Carter. I didn't think the Lakeshore Theater would ever close.
Neither did I, Edna, neither did I.
But why?
Why? Because the last 10 pictures we showed had more people in the cast than we had in the audience.
Grandmother told me not to go into show business.
Hey, Edna, don't cry. When I take over as boss, I'll be a great boss. Well, Mr. Carter, all set for our big conference? Should I cut off the phones?
That's already been taken care of.
Good thinking, Mr. Carter. Good thinking. Mr. Carter, you know, I appreciate this confidence you have in me. And rest assured, whatever it is you want me to do, I'm willing to go all out.
You certainly will. I like you, J.J.
And I like you, too.
Now, listen, J.J. Starting today, there'll be a new sign on the marquee. Closed permanently.
Oh, new disaster film? Who's in it?
You.
Try to cheer up, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy, things are not that bad. JJ's getting a raise, and I can get a few more babysitting jobs.
Yeah, and I can earn my lunch money by picking up empty deposit bottles.
Hey, now, listen, both of them. I appreciate what you kids trying to do, but there's one thing I want you to remember. I'm the breadwinner in this family. If it's gonna be anybody slicing the loaf, it's gonna be me here.
Hey, gang. Well, just as I promised y'all, the financial hole in this family has been plugged.
You got a raise?
No, I got fired. But I got something better. Our money problems are over.
June, you ain't making no sense.
I am making sense. Family, are y'all ready for this? I, James Evans Jr., have enlisted in the United States Army.
You did what?
I enlisted in the Army, Dad.
Junior, I ain't in the mood for none of your jokes now.
But I ain't joking, Dad. I'm all signed up and everything.
Daddy, he's serious.
Junior, are you crazy? Boy, what you gonna do in the Army? You scared of your own shadow?
What little there is of it.
JJ, what outfit they gonna put you in? The lean berets?
Go ahead, make fun, little sister, but I have you know I'm a natural soldier, born with a military mind.
Yeah, you got a military mind, all right. Them Naps is marching in close order drill. The brain is AWOL. Boy, you ain't going to the Army, that's all there is to it. You ain't nothing but a kid.
But, Dad, the Army builds men.
Yeah, but first you got to bring them all the parts.
Dad, the Army will snap me right up, especially when they hear about my combat record.
What combat record?
I'll have you know I've seen every John Wayne war movie ever made.
Going in as a hero, huh?
No, I'm willing to work my way up. I'll start off as G.I. J.J. P.F.C.
M.O.U.S.E.
This Army stuff ain't no game, boy. This is serious business. You ain't ready for it yet.
But, Dad, you went into the Army at my age.
Yeah, well, see, I got an invitation to the Korean War. In them days, Uncle Sam wasn't taking no for an answer.
J.J., you've never been away from home before.
That's the good part. I get a chance to see the world for free. Chicks in every country will stay up all night just to get a touch of kid dynamite! And, Dad, and the new Army, they let you choose where you want to go.
Yeah, and you know what your choice is going to be? Death Valley or Iceland.
Well, I hear that Iceland's kind of nice in the spring.
Yeah, if you're a snowball, which you ain't. But you ain't going in the Army, that's all there is to it. I mean, you couldn't even make it through basic training, boy. You ain't never had it that tough.
Couldn't be any tougher than living in this neighborhood.
No? But when's the last time you went on a 10-mile hike?
The last time the elevator broke down.
Well, how about crawling on your belly with live ammunition flying over your head?
Do it every Wednesday. Only way to get home from school after the warlords and the Saint Knights get down.
How about not seeing a girl for 12 whole weeks, huh?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That's cruel and inhumane punishment. But I guess the chicks will just have to make the sacrifice.
You ain't going to the Army, that's all there is to it, so you might as well forget that.
Wait a minute now, Dad. I've never disobeyed you, but the Army says I'm old enough. I don't need your permission.
Oh, now, wait a minute, son. Hold it. Your mother ain't here, Junior. How you gonna make a decision like that without her being here?
Well, it's a good thing that she's not. She probably would try to stop me.
Then why are you doing it, son?
Well, Dad, somebody's gotta do something. I mean, things are tough. In the Army, I'll be making $344 a month, plus room and board. I could send that home, and I'll be one less mouth for you to feed. I just stopped by to let you all know what I was doing, tell you all the good news. Well, I'm going down to take my physical.
Junior?
I'm sorry, Dad.
He's joining up because I lost my job.
Daddy, he didn't say that.
He ain't got the baby girl. I mean, I know the truth.
Oh, Daddy, you know we love you. Yeah, Daddy, it's not your fault. It happens to people all over. You said yourself the unemployment figure was 8.3. Well, I bet among black men, it's over 20%.
For black men in this house, it's 100%. Boy, the economy's got me jammed in the middle. It's causing my family to break up, and there ain't a damn thing I can do about it.
Come on, Daddy, stop worrying. Let me fix you something to eat.
Please, Thelma. Daddy feels bad enough as it is already.
Well, don't answer. Probably just some more bad news.
Hello? Yes, just a minute. Daddy, it's for you. It's Brady's.
Brady's? Them jive time rascals probably want their paycheck back from last week. Yeah? What? Oh, man, you jiving. Well, all right. Got my job back. I'm working again.
Daddy, that's great.
Yeah, it seemed like the personnel manager made a mistake. Never got laid off in the first place. Look here, Lord, I want to thank you for helping me out. Now, don't y'all tell your mother I said that. She'd be wanting to drag me to church every Sunday. Lord, I got to stop Junior before he take that physical.
How can you? It's too late.
No, it ain't. Not if you didn't get sworn in yet. See, you ain't in the army until you raise your right hand and take that oath. I'll see y'all. Hey, wait a minute. What induction center did he say he was going to?
He didn't say.
Oh, I'll find it. I got to find it. All right, send in the next group.
Two,
three,
four, and one more minute.
Good God! What are they sending us? Evans?
Yes, sir!
Fucking lad. And take that hat off. Yeah?
Don't I get a hat check claim?
James Evans, Jr.?
Yes, sir!
Come on in, please.
Hey, Doc, what you doing?
I'm gonna look in your mouth.
Then why'd I take off my clothes?
Come on, up on the table. All right, Evans, open your mouth and say ah.
Couldn't we talk this over?
Come on.
Is it gonna hurt?
Well, if you don't open up, it will. See, you still have your tonsils. And a lot of teeth.
And that's the way I plan on keeping it.
All right. Read the bottom line on that eye chart over there.
Made in Japan.
Well, if you can read that one, I guess you can read the others. Come on, up against the wall. I have to get a chest x-ray.
Well, I know that can't hurt.
Now face the wall, Evans. I can't find your chest. Oh, there it is. Take a deep breath and count three. All right. I'm supposed to get one sideways, too. You haven't got a sideways. Back up on the table.
Now what are we gonna do, Doc?
Just relax, Evans.
Who's that for?
I have to take some blood.
From who?
Well, I'd like to have it from you.
I'd like to have a second opinion. Couldn't we wait till I cut myself shaving?
Evans. That was just the alcohol.
That cotton's a killer.
There. Well, just one little heart test and you're all finished. All right, come over here. Now, just run up and down those steps as fast as you can. And keep running up and down as fast as you can until I tell you to stop. All right, ready? Go! Here. Oh, what is it, dear? I'm kind of busy right now. Oh, really? Tonight? Oh, that's great. When did they get in? I haven't seen old Bob in years. Ah. Uh-huh. Oh, well, they can sneak it out. On the way home and pick up something. How are we for scotch? Good, good. Unless old Bob has changed, we're going to need plenty of it. Good boy. Gee, it's been 5 years at least. Well, dear, I know it's been that long because the last time we saw them was right before your operation. But don't tell me when you're going to remember perfectly well. It's 5 years ago. No, no, dear. That was Ellen's tonsils. And a year before that, it was Jimmy's wisdom teeth. Well, I'm telling you, it was 5 years ago. I ought to know. I'm a doctor.
Sergeant, I got to talk to you, man. I just hope I ain't too late.
No, take your clothes off and have a seat.
You look like I'm here for a physical.
Nothing surprises me in the new army. You should see the kid we've got in there now.
Man, I've been to 3 induction centers looking for my kid. I got to stop before he takes the oath.
Patty, that was Grandma's operation. Goodbye. You can sit down now. No, no, not there. Over on the table.
Hey, this is his head. Is he in there?
Yes. But you can't go in there.
The hell I can.
Speak to me, Junior.
Please, I can't hear this man's heart.
That's because it stopped beating.
Junior, I got my job back. I'm working again. You ain't got to join up.
Would you mind repeating that?
I said I got my job back, son. I'm working again. Everything's gonna be fine. You ain't got to join the Army.
Honest?
Honest.
Now hear this. I hereby de-enlist.
All right.